92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And it's time for Ballinger Publishing with Malcolm Ballinger. Good. How are you, Malcolm?
I am great. Thank you. Good morning.
It's a gorgeous day today, and it's Monday, and lots happening around town, and hard to keep up with everything.
Another beautiful day in paradise.
You got it. You got it. So tell me what's happening in your world. You have a good weekend?
Yes, I played a little golf yesterday.
Aha.
Got a little warm, to say the least.
Oh, no kidding. How hot was it out there?
Well, I finished playing about 10:30, and it said it was, I think it said it was 87.
Yikes. But what was I wonder what the heat index was with the humidity.
But it sure felt much more than 87.
Oh, yeah.
The
heat. I went out to the pool for a little while, and even the pool just didn't do it. I was like, you know what? This is just too hot. It's just too hot out here today.
Well, Saturday, of course, was pretty warm, too.
Yeah.
We went down to the Sunset Grill, sat in. You always get a great breeze there.
That makes a difference.
Yes, and waited for the sunset that never came. Well, the sunset came. We just didn't see it.
Did I miss something?
Yeah, should explain that. It definitely happened, although we couldn't see it.
Good news.
Yeah, that's right. We wouldn't be here, would
we? And it probably depends on how many cocktails you have, too.
Yeah. Well, I was sort of drinking a couple of beers there because I was thirsty.
Happy hour.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and then the heat, and you drink more, and there you go. There's a recipe there.
Yeah, and
for not seeing sunsets.
No, I can assure you it was obscured by heavy clouds.
Sure it was.
At least that's the way I saw it.
Yeah, sure it was. Oh my gosh, too funny. All right, so we are here with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking to Malcolm Ballinger. I'm not going away yet. I'm just going to give him the phone number. If you have a question for Malcolm, his publications are out, Downtown Crowd and Pensacola Magazine. Maybe you've looked through it and thought, I know this Malcolm guy. I hear him on the radio. I have a question about one of those articles or something you want to ask him about.
Absolutely.
Now is the time. 850-437-1620.
I have an opinion on everything, so just
no doubt about that. Trust me. The things I hear on air and off.
Yes. It's a good job the microphone's off.
Exactly.
Well, I was just getting excited for a moment because
tell
I remembered that I must mention the pet contest.
That's right.
We are already receiving many entries.
We've
already got 20-odd entries.
Really?
And it's just sort of been announced a week or so ago. And they just keep on coming every day.
Well, tell us what it is, because someone may not know what you're talking about.
Oh, well, of course.
Right, so there's a pet contest
for... We have a contest for our August edition of Pensacola Magazine.
A photo.
Your animal... Be it cat, dog, pet, I guess is a better way to say it, can be on the front cover.
Cool.
Just submit to info@ballingerpublishing.com picture of your little cat, dog, as I say. I guess it could
iguana,
be an alligator.
Iguana, bird, cockatoo, whatever.
Emu.
Emu. Yeah.
Maybe you've even got a pet snake.
Well, wasn't there a zebra running around at one point?
Yeah. But I think every entry so far has been a dog.
Oh, okay.
In 20-odd entries, all dogs.
Now, will they use the photo that was sent in, or are they going to do a separate photo shoot once they select
the
pet?
Oh, no. We use the one that's sent in.
That's sent in. Okay. That sounds great.
So, no humans in there. It's just going to be the pet.
Okay. So you take a picture or a photo of your pet, send it in. Where do they send it in?
Send it to info@ballingerpublishing.com. Remember, it needs to be high res, because if it's on the cover, it needs to be high res.
Okay. So send that in, and then that could be anything. So you could have the pet, one or more? Can you have one or more pets in the photo?
Yeah. It could be a cute picture of your cat and dog.
I've seen some of those on Facebook, which are pretty cute.
Yeah. Just, I guess, something that's cute.
Yeah, okay.
I should mention that every entry will be included in the magazine.
Oh, how fun. So even if you're not on the cover, you'll still be
You'll be inside. So your pet will become famous.
That's so great. Well, now, what issue will this be?
This will be August.
August, okay.
So you need to sort of move along quickly here.
Mm-hmm.
again, just imagine when you take the photo, imagine it on the front cover so that you can get the right perspective.
Right.
Again, usually in those situations, it's the candid shots that.
Oh, I for think, sure.
Yeah.
The candid ones when you're catching your animal doing something they're not supposed to be doing is always fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
When they turn around and look at you with that guilty look. Those are the photos that are just kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, in the publishing business, at least in Pensacola, there are three covers that are guaranteed.
Oh, I
guaranteed
hear okay,
for
I
people
hear this.
To pick up.
Okay, I want to hear this.
Cute kids.
Mm-hmm.
The Blue Angels.
Ah, for sure.
And cute pets.
Okay.
Any one of the three is guaranteed for people to pick up the magazine.
Well, we just had NAS Pensacola here talking about the Blue Angels, so there you go.
Yeah, because every week I top up some of the racks as much as anything just to see what moves and where it moves. And whenever the Blue Angels are on the cover, or cute kids or cute pets, they just disappear like crazy.
I love
That's
that.
That's what people love, and quite rightly,
That makes sense, though.
So we finally figured out we needed to do a pet contest.
I think that's
put
great.
Him on the cover.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
Well, we have our Frisky Fridays here on Pep Talk on Fridays, and we bring in the shelters and the rescues to talk about what they're. And right now, they really need fosters. They really need a lot of help. So, having pets on the photo, maybe that'll help people think about pets and taking care of the animals in our community.
Yes, yes, we are very tied to the Humane Society.
Oh, good.
And we do an edition with their pets for adoption.
Oh, good.
So
that's great.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that. Good for you.
Hmm. So please, if you have a pet, and just about everybody does, please enter.
Okay, so it could be anything. It could be cat, dog, iguana, bird.
It can be any
snake. Some people have snakes
any
for pets.
Animal. That would be classified as a pet.
Okay.
Which I guess opens up Pandora's box.
That's
does
true.
It not?
Yeah. Well, people have unusual pets. That's for sure. I'm kind of boring. I've just had dogs, but.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to imagine that we'd put a snake on the front cover. It's hard for a snake to be cute.
I don't know. I don't have an answer for that question.
Maybe if it's interacting with your dog.
Hopefully, in a positive way.
In a positive way, yeah. Not trying to eat your dog or anything like that.
No. Okay, on that.
Yeah, and it's strange how our minds wander here.
I know. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to come back in just a couple of minutes after the break. This is Pep Talk. If you've got a question or comment for Malcolm, 850-437-1620. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Here with Malcolm Ballinger, Ballinger Publishing. We've been talking about great covers. We were mentioning how the great covers would be children, pets, and the Blue Angels. Well, one of our listeners, Michael, just texted this in. And Michael, this is pretty hilarious. He says, and I think this is a great suggestion, get a Blue Angel pilot standing next to a plane with his kids and their pets and watch the magazine go flying off the shelves.
Yeah, literally.
That's perfect. That was great. Thank you for sending that in.
It's good to know we're not the only people with a weird sense of humor.
Yes, I think that's hilarious. Now we're going to get one of those pictures, I promise. You're probably going to get one of those. That's pretty funny. I love it.
Yeah.
So, okay, so we're talking about Pensacola Magazine. Again, if you just joined us, they're having a pet pick photo contest, and you can just send that photo in to info@ballingerpublishing.com. We've got Downtown Crowd, which is on the newsstands now in the June version. And what I love about that particular issue is every month they put all the events that are coming up. And it's hard to keep track of everything in this town.
There's so much happening downtown.
Gosh, it's just crazy because you always would think, oh, well, summertime, it'll slow down. No, it's not slowing down even a little bit.
I did walk over to the Juneteenth parade last Thursday.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
Yeah, I caught a lot of beads. I saw a lot of people that I know threw beads at me.
Friendly fire or no?
Well, sort of friendly fire.
Okay. But I'm so glad that we're doing that celebration. I think it's great.
Yes.
And I think that was kind of neat that, I mean, I know it was probably difficult for the planning committee, but the fact that the MLK parade had gotten, I think, rained out, that they were able to have it on the Juneteenth was pretty cool.
Yes.
I thought that was kind of a neat addition.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a lot of people having a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to see Camelot last weekend. 2 weeks ago, I saw the show at PLT. Very good. I think there's still one more weekend to go. Great show. And the singing was unbelievable. Our arts organizations are really, really top-notch. Just incredible. So that was fun. And I'm looking at the calendar here. What else is coming up?
Richard Burton-type character singing here in Camelot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you seen it yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, gosh.
But that is one of my favorite.
Well, this is kind of a revised version. It's more, it's a different take on it, kind of. It's just a lot of the same music, but it's a little more interactive and upgraded to our time. And the singers, though, I don't know where these people, I mean, they were like professional Broadway singers. Really, really good. Was very impressed with the production. And Stephen Lott, who's been a mainstay at Pensacola Theater for many, many years, directed this production. So kudos to Stephen. He did a super job. And all the actors and singers, they were great.
They always do a great job.
Oh, yeah.
I, a few years ago, went to see their production of Maria Callas Masterclass.
Oh.
Kathy Holdsworth.
Yes.
The artistic director.
Yes.
Played the role of Maria Callas, and it was wonderful.
Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful play, and she did a great job.
Yes.
And she's been there a long time. Kathy has acted there and been there for many, many years, and it's just the greatest thing to see her as artistic director now. Mm. So it's a family, a whole family there, so that's a wonderful place to get started. They're having a lot of the summer acting classes and things like that right now for the kids.
Well, yes, actually, there's lots and lots of summer camps.
I think at this point, probably most of them have been filled or they've been signed up. The kids have been signed up already. There might be some in July.
Yeah. I was just looking at, on page 20, the Pensacola Ballet summer camps. And they have camps all the way through almost the end of July. So there's still lots of opportunity.
Absolutely. here we are.
Yeah, so here we are.
All right.
Meg couldn't find page 20.
I need more coffee. I need more coffee.
But of course, the opera and so many organizations have.
Now, are you going to? So, this is a big vacation time for a lot of people.
Yes.
And I was sitting here thinking, I cannot believe that next week is July 4th, which is just hard.
No, it isn't next week, is it?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I know. Right?
Wow.
Isn't it? Because this is the 28th, so next Friday is the 4th.
Oh.
So we've got the big fireworks displays going on downtown, which it sounds like they're going to be doing a lot with that. The Chamber will be Todd's coming in next to talk about that, and they've been partnering with the Pensacola Young Professionals, mm-hmm. so I think he was mentioned to me they might have some of those folks in today to talk about it. But that's a huge event, and they're going to be doing the Pensacola Beach fireworks mm-hmm. at the same time like they did last year, so which is kind of cool because our sister station plays, the Cat Country 98.7, plays the music to synchronize mm-hmm. with the fireworks, so you can listen to that and watch the show. It's really fun.
And it's Friday, isn't it?
It's Friday night, 9 o'clock.
So we can have a late night.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast.
We were discussing going to the symphony concert.
Right, that's also at the Maritime Park, at the amphitheater
yes,
there.
Yes, at the amphitheater, and followed by a fireworks display.
Right, which is
so
a great evening.
So maybe take
evening.
A cooler with a couple of sandwiches mm-hmm. and maybe a beer.
Yeah.
And sit and listen to the music.
Did Watch you just say maybe a beer?
Maybe a beer.
But then,
I guess this is a family show.
Yes, it
say.
Is. Of course it is.
And lemonade, too, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Sugar-free.
And water. Never forget the water when you're sitting outside.
Oh, well, this time of year, anywhere you go, you need to have some water with you.
Yeah.
No question about it. But, yeah, it's going to be a great weekend. That whole weekend is just going to be phenomenal. There'll be a lot going on. I love that it's on a Friday night. It's always kind of a bummer when it's on Wednesday because it's in the middle of your work week and everything.
Yeah, because you really can't stay out late. You have to be back in the office back at work on the next morning. So maybe it'd be a good idea to make it on a Friday.
Yeah.
Every
Well, there's a
rather
thought.
Like they do with President's Day and whatever on Monday. Always set it on a Monday.
Huh? I've never even thought about that. Maybe they're
and Thanksgiving Day is always on Thursday,
right?
Which of course means that the staff want Friday off.
Correct. That's true too.
So maybe we can change that to Friday, so I don't have to give them a day off.
There you go. All right, we're talking with Ballinger, Mark Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing. We'll be back right after the break on News Radio 92.3. This is Pep Talk. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, here with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing. And just for yucks, Malcolm, tell us about all your different publications. Because some people may not know you and know all that you do in our community.
Well, of course, our flagship is Pensacola Magazine.
Which is out now.
Which is out now. And the July edition is about to go to the printers.
Oh, good.
Downtown Crowd, which is the local entertainment publication.
And it's like a newspaper.
Yeah.
So the Pensacola Magazine is a hardcover magazine, and then the newspaper is Downtown Crowd, which is kind of neat because it has all the events.
And Business Climate, which is all about local business. We tend to focus on local business,
mm-hmm.
particularly small business. And then Summation Weekly, which is our community newspaper.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Yeah, it's
Summation Weekly?
Summation Weekly.
Huh.
It's essentially legal notices, but it's also chock full of all kinds of community information. Stuff that the News Journal and other people don't really publish.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of good information about what's happening locally.
Okay.
And of course we do Coming of Age for the Council on Aging every quarter.
Which is a great publication.
Yes, yes.
It's very well done.
Yes. That organization is very close to my heart, as you know.
And mine.
And one that maybe most people don't know is that we do a quarterly newspaper for Rosemary Beach.
You do?
30A. It's called Rosemary Times.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
Very high quality publication.
Mm-hmm.
Again, published every quarter. And we've done that now for... probably around 10 years.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's really grown, considering how much that community's grown in the last 10 years.
When
my
I
goodness.
Go over there...
it's unrecognizable.
Yeah, I mean, it's... and I think it's kind of heaven on earth. I'd love to go down Barrett Street or, mm-hmm. And eat on the sidewalk. And it's just a beautiful... It's rather like being in... in a utopia. It's
mm-hmm.
I can't think of a better word, but
that's a good word. It's beautiful. Paradise.
Yeah.
Paradise
and,
could work.
Yes. All the worries of the world seem to float by.
Mm-hmm.
And but I should mention that all of these publications, including Rosemary Times and Summation Weekly, are available at BallingerPublishing.com.
Online. So you can actually flip the pages. It's kind of cool how it's set up.
And also the SummationWeekly.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can read the
excellent. All right. Well, it's been a pleasure, as always, talking with Malcolm Ballinger at Ballinger Publishing. Don't forget, pet photo contest. Where can they send it?
info@ballingerpublishing.com.
All right.
And maybe they'll even be the Blue Angels.
You never know.
Family and fans.